seminars, and we'll be talking more with them later. They just troubleshoot and do a lot for us in the back, and it's a really strong team. I'm your MC for this special series. I'm Trent Tigerstrom, the Associate Specialist with the Department of Ag Resource Economics at the University of Arizona. And in keeping in conjunction with our mission here at the Ag Uncertain Times of helping producers and others kind of meet the challenges of today's uncertain, we're going to talk today about just an overview of recent tax law changes and the current tax issues that are going on in light of what the Congress did with their late passing of several of the issues that came about. In order to do this, we have two great speakers today. Dr. Ruby Ward, the Associate Professor and Extension Specialist at Utah State University, and Gary Hoff at the University of Illinois, the Extension Specialist in Farm Accounting and Taxation. Now, a lot of what they're going to be talking about, you'll also be able to find what their presentations, what they're going to be covering, as well as a lot of other topics on this Rural Taxation Education website, or ruraltax.org is a good site. And a lot of people behind this team here are these individuals from across the United States. A lot of articles and other information that will be available. Again, that's at the ruraltax.org site. And we'll hear more about that after Ruby's talk at near the end. As we're going through this, we'd ask you that if you have any questions, you go ahead and type it in down there at the bottom where it says to ask a question, and then when you're done, you just click on that, and that will pop the question over in that question and answer box to where we'll either the team will be able to respond, or after we're done with each presentation, we'll ask two or three questions to each individual, and we'll be able to get some of the questions answered in, and then at the very end, we'll be able to ask a few more questions. If you want to know about the past websites or links to the past webinar series we've done, as well as the ones that we're doing today's webinar, all recordings will be available at this site. And it's at the Ag and Uncertain Times website. And you can either type in that URL or you can just do a Google search for Ag and Uncertain Times, and it should pop up for you. So like I said, all the information is available there, from past webinars as well as the one today and recordings and so forth. We also have a couple of upcoming webinars in Spanish. And one will be Dr. Roberta Cook. As you can see, we'll be talking about trends and dynamics in the fruit and vegetable markets, food safety rule implications. And then on March 7th, we'll have Dr. Kenda Curtis at Utah State University and Dr. Karina Garillo, she's be talking about direct marketing options and risk management in fruit and vegetable production. And again, this with the food safety rule and implications. Another good site that you'd be able to get some additional information on is this Managing in Tough Times, or the MITNET extension.org site. There's a lot of resources there on risk management and other marketing issues and legal issues, and so it's a good resource for a lot of additional information and looking at managing and tackling the management issues with your operation. If you're having trouble seeing some of the screens, you'll be able to hit the full screen up on the top bar there, and that will make the presentations larger on your screen without affecting anyone else. So you'd be able to click there and get a better view of the slides and the presentations. So at this time, what we'd like to do is we'd ask a few questions from the audience. This gives us a good indicator of where individuals are that are on this current webinar. Also gives our producer or presenters a chance to see where individuals are from, kind of what their audience is. So if you take some time, please, all you have to do is just click on the region of where you're at, or just tell us about yourself, kind of your primary occupation, so we get an idea of what the audience will be. We're going to ask basically three questions on the pod, and then we'll just jump right into the first presenter. So we'll move on to the question number two. And this is, what region of the country are you located in? The southwestern, the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain. Just click where you're located. Again, it'll give us a good idea of what our audience is and where people are located. And wrapping up with the final question for this, this initial start, is including yourself, how many individuals are participating in this webinar from your location? This gives us a good indicator if there's more than one individual on the line or watching the viewing the webinar at any given time and location. Okay, I think that would do it, and I appreciate all the responses on that. And with this, we're going to move into our first presenter. We'll be moving things through.